Good morning, Auril. Today is Thursday, 3rd of October, and here in Auril is cloudy and fresh after early morning shower on 25 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today predicts partly cloudy with thunderstorms and with temperatures between low of 26 to high of 31, with a heat index on 37 degrees Celsius. We can expect winds from south at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and chance of rain is on 60%. Later on, we can expect partly cloudy with thunderstorms, then chance of a thunderstorm and rain after midnight. It will be breezy again with southerly winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour, and chance of a rain is on 80%. Morning humidity was on 75 and it will drop on 61% by noon. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 4% on Saturday is new moon. Weekend ahead of us will bring some interesting and exciting programs. Tomorrow, children will perform in a play at 8 p.m. at Kalabumi, and let us listen to Jesse announcing it. Jesse, good morning.
Morning.
What's happening? What's cooking? What will happen tomorrow night?
I'm here with the 36 young performers of the upcoming show, Iniki, Malaki, Naliki, Aniki.
That means?
It's a combination of English and Tamil. Iniki means today, Malaki means nonsense, Naliki means tomorrow, and Aniki means you can do whatever the hell you want.
So the play is going to be in that sense?
Sort of. It's a fantastical, surreal joyride that follows the simple life of a boy crossing the road to catch a fish in a kolam. For him, it's a simple adventure, but in his mind, it's a vast, epic story on a grand scale. And so each tiny step he takes is performed by our excellent performers on stage in his imagination. So as he faces the dog, in his mind, he sees a giant dragon and a knight in armor. And he must face his fears like that knight must face his fears to walk past that dog. Does he succeed? Come on Friday at 8 o'clock at Kalabumi to find out. Only then will the answer to this incredible question be revealed in Iniki Malaki Naliki Aniki.
Wow. For sure we won't miss it. Story was made by any of these young actors to
perform?
Our
normal process is the original story is created by Johnny and Jesse over a month of meetings. And then we bring that skeleton to the show and present it to our talented group of Auroville youth and then let them populate the skeleton of that story with their incredible creative muscle and create the spectacular, nimble narrative athlete that we have on stage on Friday, 8 o'clock in Kalabumi.
We're not gonna miss it.
That would be unwise.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yes, Iniki, Malaki, Naliki, Aniki. New kids play, we shouldn't miss it for sure. And the play on Friday will be followed with the community sings on Saturday and Sunday at the same place, Kalabumi, and in the case of rain, in Kripa. On Saturday we can listen to it from 7 to 9:30 p.m. and on Sunday between 5 to 7:30 p.m. Singing festival consists of 130 participants and 25 countries. Different languages, different country songs, different cultures, but they all sing together. On Saturday, we will hear songs from South America, Nandanam, Asia, India, Europe, Americas, and South Africa. And on Sunday, from India, Asia, America, South America, Australia, India, and Europe. Singers originate from Argentina, America, Australia, Brazil, Belarus, Britain, China, Chile, Canada, Colombia, Ecuador, France, Germany, Israel, India, Italy, Japan, Korea, Mexico, Portugal, Russia, Spain, South Africa, Tibet, and Ukraine. And the event is sponsored by SIRE and AIG. On Monday, 7th of October, at Unity Pavilion in International Zone from 10 to 12 and from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., we are all invited to one-day event, seminar on renewable energy and sustainable living in remote areas. At Kripa in Kalabumi on Saturday, October 12th, between 9 to 12 a.m. and between 5 to 9 p.m. and on Sunday 13 between 9 to 6 p.m. And on Monday 14 between 9 to 4:30 p.m. we can participate a 3-day theater workshop with Mohan, working through the four elements of earth with grounding, water adaptability, fire charisma, air inspiration. Workshop is open to participants with some experiences and who can commit to the 3 days. Our brilliant newcomers and long-term volunteers welcome, but no short-term guests, as this workshop is in the perspective of a multidisciplinary production in early 2014. We can email to morgan@oroville.org or we can send an SMS to his number 975-111-0486 to register. And the weekend ahead, we will have two really interesting and heavy general meetings. On Tuesday 15 at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, Wound Land and Matter Task Force invites us to a second general meeting regarding a land exchange proposal in the Northeastern Greenbelt. And Working Committee invites us the next day, 16 of October, to general meeting on entry and exit policy. Between 11 to 13 of October, we are invited, especially teachers and pedagogical workers at Unity Pavilion, to a workshop on integral education with title Faculty Development with Parta. This workshop is open to all teachers and aims at offering a space for further guidance on our understanding of integral education and its practical application with a focus on faculty development. On Friday 11th between 4:30 to 7 p.m. and on Saturday 12th between 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Sunday between 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It is important that participants commit to all sessions. For registration, we can write to integraleducation2013@gmail.com and places are allocated on a first-come, first-served basis. The workshop is sponsored by SIRE and a small contribution of 100 rupees towards workshop expense is requested. On 11th and 12th of October at 7:30 p.m. we are invited to celebrate Navaratri at Sauchu in Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone. A splash of color, a dash of dandiya, will make garba come alive. Dress code is for ladies gara and choli, and for men kurta and pajama or pants. Navratri is known to celebrate the veneration of the three goddesses Durga, Lakshmi and Sarasvati. As the cycle of time revolves from birth to life to death and again to rebirth, the only constant is the goddess, one unmoving symbol in the midst of all it is unending and infinite movement. The dance symbolizes these goddesses that remain unchanging in a constantly changing universe. And here's an announcement from BSA Service Camp for BSA electric scooters owners, because they will send their technicians to assist with BSA electric scooters in Oroville on Saturday 12 October between 10:30 to 4 p.m. near the cycle kiosk in Solar Kitchen. If you have BSA electric scooter and need spare parts, they're asking you to inform them in advance and they will try to have them for you. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen Saint-Jacques de la Macque, directed by Colin Serrault and was made in France in 2004. At the Eco Film Club at Sadhana Forest also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m. we can see Carbon Nation 2010, a documentary directed by Peter Bike. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a Spanish comedy, VOS, original subtitle version, which was made in Spain in 2010 by director Cass Guy. And on Saturday they will screen an international thriller, The Reluctant Fundamentalist, which was made in USA, UK and Qatar in 2012 by director Mira Nair. And at Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. we can see animation adventure crime, A Cat in Paris, which was made in France in 2010 by director Jean-Luc Felix. And later on at Cine Club we can see The Rules of the Game, made in France in 1939 by director Jean Renoir. This month we step into the month of generosity. This is a power, a divine movement that spreads, diffuses, throws out freely forces and things and whatever the earth is possessed on all the levels of nature, from the most material to the most spiritual planes. If truly surrendered to the divine, it will be utilized as an instrument for the divine work, wrote the mother. And its purple is color of vital power and the flower is rose balsam. And Don Miguel Ruiz wrote, "You can choose to follow your heart always. Then you can be in the middle of hell and still experience inner peace and happiness." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on oroville radio.org.